It's time to get smarter. Hi, everyone. This is Bill Zedaitz inviting you to join us for the Auto Intel Summit. Our faculty will be arming you and your teams with the knowledge of what's next in auto finance and fintech, venture capital, private equity, digital retailing, recovery, and remarketing. And with an all-new and exciting digital format for 2020, it's easier for your teams to learn more. It's time to get smarter. Visit autointelsummit.com for more information and to register. That's autointelsummit.com. And hello again, everybody. Welcome in to the Auto Remarketing Podcast. Glad to have you along with us today. My name is Bill Zedaitz, and so happy to have you along for the ride as we enter into another one of our conversations with executives across the automotive industry. Today, so happy to have with us Paul Seeger. Paul is the Executive Vice President of Asset Remarketing at Element Fleet Management Company. And Paul also serves as the President of the IARA. Paul, how are you? Glad to have you on board.
Bill, thank you for having me, and I'm excited to be here today and participating on your podcast.
It's a pleasure to have you. Paul, catch us up a little bit. I know, like everyone else, you've had to make a pivot to working from home more and that type of thing. How have the last four or so months been with you personally and the Seeger family and also with your work family at Element?
Well, personally, I'll start there. You know, it was an adjustment initially. You know, you go from being office to and traveling most of the time to where you're home in kind of a lockdown situation. But we've been able to adjust fairly well, and we've settled in, and I feel I could say now I'm as productive as I was before, and I can echo that goes across my entire Element Remarketing organization. You know, it's a major adjustment that a lot of us had to go through, but I'll tell you, I think everybody's rose to the occasion, and we're operating as close to normal as possible at this point, if not at normal capacity.
That's great to hear. That's great to hear. Paul, if you can, from a market overview from the remarketing side, how have things progressed over the last few months with your portfolio, and what are you hearing from your other consignor colleagues within the IARA?
Sure, Bill. What I'll talk to first is just our Element Fleet organization initially. You know, with fleet management, you have all spectrums of customers across all different industries. Some of our customers through COVID have had opportunities as a result of this challenge. Others have struggled, you know, where their businesses have been impacted because of shutdowns and challenges there. Overall, I would say, you know, if you look at the impact to Element Fleet, you know, it's pretty much balanced out. I think what we look at as an organization is, again, we were well positioned going into this challenge, and we're looking at 2021 for opportunities in ways that we can capitalize on the situation. So the fleet side of the business is doing extremely well, and is positioned well for the future. On the remarketing side, you know, like everybody, my peers in the industry and everyone in our space, Bill, you know, we were thrown a curveball. There wasn't a lot of pre-notice to shut down in late March. It was overnight, over a weekend, and then we had to drastically pivot to changing everything that we knew that was normal and react to that. I will say that Element's remarketing organization has done well, and I think a lot of my peers will tell you the same thing. I think we experienced some huge challenges initially, maneuvering logistics and operational shutdowns and things like that. But what quickly happened, and we all benefited from, was a rally of the wholesale market in April that is currently still on a high. Conversion rates are great. Our sale results are strong. So where we took a deep dive, I think we came back rapidly, and we're experiencing a good time right now in remarketing.
Paul, thank you for the insights on that. As I mentioned at the top of our broadcast here today, Paul also serves as the president of the IARA, the International Automotive Remarketers Alliance. And along with that responsibility comes typically a couple of meetings, in-person meetings each year. And Paul and his team have had to do, like many of us, especially people on our side of the business here at Cherokee and auto remarketing, had to make a pivot to some virtual content based on the circumstances that the sort of the hand that we've been dealt, if you will. And so, Paul, I'd love to hear more about the IARA roundtable, the virtual event that you guys have planned, the thought that went into that, and the opportunities that you see for the alliance as the event is coming up August 20, so not that far away.
Sure. Yeah, Bill. So yeah, absolutely 100% right. You know, we rely on two main events a year. One is our partnership with the car conference that we have IARA event during that. And then also we always host our physical roundtables event. And we made the decision in April that we knew that it was going to be questionable whether our event could happen, but we weren't sure. So at that point, we just made a team decision as an association to let's just go virtual. Let's start to build the best virtual event possible that we can. Let's not wait till we're in the 11th hour and then we got to scramble and try to pull something together. So we made that decision back in April, and we have an unbelievable great team of folks on our planning committee that spent a lot of time really thinking through how to build the best agenda possible and take what we usually do in a two-day session and condense it down into a seven-hour event, one-day session that's going to be happening, as you're right, Bill, coming up August 20th, the same day that we were going to physically all be together. So it's August 20th, and it's a jam-packed, very informational agenda. We've got folks from our main auction supplier partners presenting on a panel. I'm glad we walked through that. You know, we've got John Braziers, Patrick Brennan, John Hammer, Lynn Weaver representing that panel. We've got an outstanding dealer panel to hear from the dealers what challenges they've been through, what they're doing to prepare for the future. We've got a consigner panel, again, hearing from the consigner side what have been their challenges and how they're positioning their remarketing strategies for the fourth quarter and into 2021. There's some great keynote speakers that we've hired to be part of this day event. And then I think that the best part of the event that I'm most looking forward to is this breakout session that we've put together, breakout chat sessions around logistics, titles, repossession. So folks are going to be able to choose what session they want to attend. And we've solicited a lot of the consignor network to find out what specific topics within those sessions they want to hear about. So we think they're going to be very interactive and valuable. The company we partnered with to host this event is a company called Pathable that we feel have a lot of tools within their technology, which will make this event feel as close to possible as a live event as possible. You know, with polling and chat capabilities, so networking capabilities. So we're really excited about the event that's coming up.
Paul, congratulations on all of that. I can speak directly to it as someone who's having to do some of the same things with some of the events that we had scheduled for the spring and for the summer as well with regard to that. And know that it is not an easy lift by any stretch of the imagination, but we applaud you for taking that early look at that and for putting together a fantastic agenda. The roundtable certainly for me is one of my favorite events to attend each year, and we're looking forward to the virtual event as well. I think it's going to be a unique and neat experience for all of us to kind of walk through with that. So congratulations to you and the team.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. You know, the other thing, you know, I think everybody in our industry right now, they're hungry for something. You know, we would have had several different face-to-face events by this time of the year. So, you know, I think this platform opportunity, you know, for anybody who's in a remarketing role or has responsibilities for disposition of assets, you know, if you're not part of this, I think you're really missing a huge opportunity for yourself and your organization. You know, one of the other things we did is we laid out the agenda was we made it broad enough to where as much as it's remarketing focused, there's a lot of folks that can tune in that'll get benefits from it, whether you're part of a risk entity of an organization or a finance part. You know, we all learned quickly when COVID hit that everybody in companies came to the remarketing area wanting to know what was going on. And remarketing, you know, really is a key to a lot of the businesses in dollar and cents as the monies flow through organizations. So hopefully what we've laid out will be beneficial to more than just remarketers.
No, absolutely. I would agree with you 100% on that. You're listening right now to the Auto Remarketing Podcast. We're glad to have you with us. My name is Bill Zadites, and really glad to have alongside today Paul Seeger, who's the president of IARA. And when he's not working on the IARA business, most of his time is spent as the executive VP of asset remarketing at Element Fleet. So, Paul, once again, glad to have you. Paul, what I'd like to do now is, you know, here we are, it's August, right? And all of a sudden, we were all impacted in March by the initial COVID. You referenced that earlier in our conversation. As you look, Paul, into the rest of this summer and into the early fall, how does the industry continue to evolve? And what are your expectations with the moves that we'll see in the wholesale market as we kind of roll into the last 4 or 5 months of 2020?
Sure, Bill. So I think, you know, we're all learning from this last, you know, 3-4 months of time that we've had to pivot and change the way we do business. I think we're going to look different when we come through this and how things settle. I think, again, I know our philosophy at Element and I know what we're doing at the IARA is we're looking at what we can learn from this, and how we can apply it in the future to capitalize. You know, when there's change, you know, you always hear that story, one door closes, another one opens, you know, and I think that's the way we all need to be looking at what we've been challenged with this COVID challenge is, you know, a lot of things we used to do, we can't do that anymore. It's just not the way we're going to be able to operate. But that's not that's not always a negative. There's going to be better ways for us to manage portfolios, to support consigners if you're a supplier. I just think there's a lot of things that we as an industry can capitalize on benefit from as we come through this and go into 2021.
Paul, I appreciate that for sure and your thoughts on it. And you have been with one iteration of or another of the company for many years now. Can we just pause for a second? I'd love to walk us back for when you started and when that was and the different iterations of your role up until now with Element.
Sure. It goes way back, you know, back to the 80s. And, you know, I can remember doing consignments to auctions on paper with codes and faxing them to the auctions. So yeah, I don't like to think I'm that old. So, yeah, it goes way back. And I've seen a lot of change through the years as our great industry has evolved. I really am excited about how this interruption to the way we did business really has accelerated some of the initiatives that suppliers have been offering just around online sales, just the way we communicate as folks in the industry, as suppliers, customers, as you know, just our whole form of communication has, in my mind, accelerated and really went way ahead from a technology perspective. So it's been a great ride to date. I am anxious to see just how we settle. And I think we're going to see a big positive new way of doing business in a short time, because it's going to be how we are in 2021.
Paul, I'll put you on the spot. In terms of the biggest takeaways in your mind, and I realize you don't speak for the entire industry, this is your perspective after many years in remarketing, but what are one or two of the biggest takeaways that you think will be kind of the net positive for the industry as we roll forward?
I think timeliness is one, that I think because we've been forced to leverage technology in different ways to work, we've seen benefits from not just cycle time of selling vehicles or things like that, but we will see some benefits there. I think it's just in how we address things and how we're able to quickly communicate. That would be the one. Secondly is, I'd have to say it's logistics. Logistically, how we do business. We've had an unbelievable, great ride, I think, as an industry. We've been able to tweak and fine-tune ways we do business. But if somebody from outside our space would really look at our industry, they would say it's antiquated, historic almost, the way we've done business for as long as we have. I think this is going to shake us up to the point where we're going to look different. And again, that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing if you grab on to the opportunities and look at how you reinvent things you do. You'll find there's better and new ways to do business, and you might even be more profitable than you were ever before. So that's the way I'm looking.
You are listening to the voice of Paul Seeger, the Executive Vice President of Asset Remarketing at Element Fleet and currently President of the IARA. Paul joining us this afternoon on the Auto Remarketing Podcast. And Paul, once again, glad to have you with us. And in the final couple of minutes, Paul, that we have with you today, would just like to give you an opportunity for some parting thoughts. You've outlined so many things here for us today in terms of the market, in terms of the IARA meeting coming up on August 20th. And we encourage all of our listeners to register and be a part of that. Just a tremendous agenda and networking opportunities, learning opportunities brought to us by our partners at the IARA and so many other things, Paul. But as a takeaway, in your perspective of the industry, what are some parting thoughts that you can leave with our audience today as to either where we've been, where we're going, or what you hope to see?
Yeah, I would say one thing would be is I am so impressed by the folks we have within our industry. Seeing partners come together and help folks through this time. And I've seen it numerous times with support, not just to our IARA association. I've seen it in other areas where folks that are competitors potentially, but we all realize during this that we're all a part of one industry family. And I think that's been great to see the strength and the support that we've given each other through this time. And I think because of that, we're going to come through this with flying colors, better than anybody would have thought back in March.
We'll have that be the final thought. Paul, thank you so much for sharing some of your time with us this afternoon. Always great to catch up with you, and so glad to hear that things are going well with you.
And thank you, Bill, and thank you, Cherica Publishing, for all your support and everything you do for all of us in the industry.
Thank you very much. Again, Paul Seeger, the Executive Vice President of Asset Remarketing at Element Fleet Management Company and the current president of IARA. You'll need to check out the information on that event, the IARA Virtual Conference, coming up on Thursday, August 20th. Well, once again, we thank you for listening to the Auto Remarketing Podcast. Again, the number of podcast listens this year is exceeding 40,000 listens. And so we thank you to our audience that continues to dial in and hopefully be encouraged and enlightened by some of these conversations that we're having with industry leaders across the used car and the remarketing landscape. So we thank you for that. My name is Bill Zedites. Again, we thank you for joining us, and we'll see you right back here next time. on the Otter Remarketing Podcast.